I'm strapped up.
Nothing. What was that about?
Let's make the fight happen. We strapped the fuck up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 186 of the Strap Season Podcast. I'm your boy Cam.
I'm Ben Flows.
And you know the drill by now, guys. My usual housekeeping message, please head over to our Instagram page, which is Strap Season Podcast, or our Twitter page, which is Strap Season Pod. The link in the bio on both of those pages there. And we're available on all good streaming platforms, so just hit the link in that bio. And that gives you direct links to where we are streaming-wise. So Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube. All links are there. Leave us a review, connect with us, all that good stuff. Blows, how are you feeling this weekend?
Good for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smile on your face.
Yeah. Yeah. We know why. We know why.
We know why. And we haven't got really, there's no dilly dally in Flows. I think we could dive straight into it as to probably the reasons why you're happy, I'm happy. It's another great weekend for the sport of boxing, right, Flows? Another weekend where the sport of boxing, you know, the sport of boxing came out on top against its chief rival, which they call mixed martial arts. Although at this point, Flows, I can't even call it a rivalry because certain sports are sending over their best fighters to these shores and they're getting them smoked. Boy.
Yeah, we come back for boxing. Someone was letting us down. Someone let us down.
Someone
let the side down.
Mm-hmm. But luckily, someone had to deliver and right those wrongs, right, Flows. Yes, listeners, obviously, we're here to talk about Knockout Chaos, the aftermath of Knockout Chaos. Boy, someone got knocked out, that's for sure. I'll tell you that much. The Joshua Ngannou card, Flows, that was a big talking point of the week, happened on Friday. We've had 2 days for it to digest and for it to, you know, marinate now, Flows. So, right, we get into it. I don't know if you want to... Actually, yeah, we'll start with the main event. I don't even want to talk about Parker yet. It's only right we start with the main event.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I hate to say I told you so. We told you so, listeners, but we told you so. I was so confident. You know, previously, Flows, I've talked about Joshua fights and how, you know, the lead up to the fight, on fight day, I'm nervous. You know, the Klitschko fight, I was a bag of nerves. Other fights, I've been, you know, very nervous with AJ. Even the Parker fight, I was nervous because obviously he's a good opponent and obviously I'm there, you know, rooting for AJ and whatnot. And it's like, these are potential slip-ups on banana skins. Mm-hmm. This Ngannou fight, which, if you saw, Flows, the commentary behind it before Friday, if you saw the tweets and you saw the interviews.
The polls, yes.
In fact, the polls on the night in ringside, we saw the fan poll. It said Ngannou was 57% favorite to win. So if we'd bought into all this, Flows, then I should have been nervous going into this fight too. But the moment this fight was made, Flows, I was very clear and adamant. And all throughout the week, I said, AJ is going to batter this guy. And he's going to stop him. That I said, I was confident. Yeah. I even said round six. I remember, I think you said round three. But we were both very consistent in the fact that we both felt that AJ was going to batter this guy. However, Flows, as we said, the commentary said, it said, one, Ngannou has a chin. AJ doesn't. Ngannou hits harder than AJ, apparently. AJ doesn't hit harder, apparently, anymore. They said Ngannou is going to land on that chin. AJ is going to fold. The shot that put Fury down, AJ can never get up from. Mm-hmm. So automatically, that means Ngannou is going to beat AJ. That's what was said. They also said that Ngannou is clearly a very good boxer because he outboxed the best heavyweight in the world. That's what they said. Mm-hmm. I said, cool. Watch and see. A lot of people said, upsets coming. I said, guys, the only upset on this card is going to be Parker. That's what I'm telling you. There's going to be no upset in that main event. And Flows, what did we see transpire on Friday night? Bro, mismatch. Mismatch.
Light work.
as we said it would, Flores. Flores, I kid you not, this was the easiest fight AJ's ever had in his career.
Yeah.
Easiest fight in his career. Because he's dropped him in the end of round one. Simple, straight. Nothing heavy. Simple, straight. Just a quick, pop out. Ngannou's got up, thinking, looking at it, you know, he's doing the Charles Martin face, like, rah. Did I just get cracked? Second round now flows. AJ's closed the show. Simple. Dropped him again, and then dropped him a third time. Third time was a dirty one. That's where you see, you know, he's done a lean back. Probably done a young ACL. bounced his head off the canvas. That's all she wrote, Flores. And he planked out like this.
Starfished.
Yeah.
Oh, so
two rounds it took. Look, and it was so obvious. Go.
I want to take us back, which we've repeatedly done every time we mention this fight. I want to take us back.
Take them on the journey first. Yeah, go on.
To, let's say, the announcement of Fury and Ngannou.
Yeah.
We weren't entertaining that fight whatsoever. We said, this is a joking fight. This is the world champion fighting a rookie.
Yeah.
It is what it is, whatever. They're making their money, cash grab. Well, we didn't tune into the build-up or whatever. But we watched the fight, and we were disgusted with what we saw for Fury. We thought he was joking. We thought he was playing around. And the result of that, people called it a robbery. People said Ngannou beat Tyson Fury. People said it was a robbery. Ngannou batted him. Ngannou's amazing. Ngannou's this, that. Ngannou beats all these other heavyweights. He's already put himself in the mix as one of the top three heavyweights in the division.
Yep.
They say he KOs AJ.
Yep.
We both said, cool. Ngannou, don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
We said, don't go anywhere. We said, Fury, we finished Fury. Remember, listeners, Fury for what he done. He came to be one of the all-time greats. He came to be the best heavyweight in the division. And he let a rookie drop him, rock him, give him help, fight him. He went through life and death with a rookie. Because now, listeners, it's clear that Ngannou is a rookie. But it's clear, you can see it now, he's a rookie. Anyway, we both said Ngannou stick around because Fury has let down the side. He's embarrassed the sport. And you lot who are hyping Ngannou, we want to show you something. You called for Chisora, I called for AJ. I said, wait for him right there with AJ next. Mm. And let's see what happens because Fury batters AJ according to everyone at the time.
Knocks
him out, stops him, destroys him.
Yeah.
I want to see what AJ does with Ngannou. Because you guys say Fury beats AJ and Ngannou beats AJ. My wish was granted to me.
Yeah.
And when that fight got announced, going on the timeline, that's when everyone said, oh, why is AJ taking this fight? Why is AJ taking this fight? He has nothing to gain from this. This doesn't make any sense. It makes perfect sense. It makes all the sense in the world. Because AJ is now the story. He has the opportunity to change the narrative and has the opportunity to embarrass Fury.
Fury, yeah.
With an easy piece of work. Fast forward to where we are now. The people who said AJ gets knocked out, some of them puffed their chest out. In fact, the poll showed it. People were saying Ngannou wins.
57% Ngannou favorite to win on the night. But the fan vote, the zone fan vote, whatever it was, I was astounded. Astounded.
And granted, a lot of them will be MMA fans, but a lot of them will be boxing fans. Majority AJ haters. Let's call it a spade.
Yeah.
A lot of AJ haters. Now look what happens. AJ absolutely demolishes it. Ngannou, the way Fury was meant to. AJ kills him, wipes the floor with him. And like we both said, the narrative has changed where people are now questioning Fury's resume, his ability. People are now siding with AJ and saying he beats Tyson Fury. People are saying AJ beats Ngannou in MMA now. I've seen I've seen people say if they step into based on what they saw,
I'm finished.
AJ hit him, what, three, four times?
Yeah. The first shot he landed clean, he dropped this guy. Big shot. He dropped him. This is apparently Ngannou, who has never touched canvas, apparently, has an amazing chin, by the way. Yep. The first shot AJ threw in real spite, I didn't even think he threw that first right hand in spite. The other ones, I think he did. That first one, though, which is a, you know, the opening was there. Yeah. I'll take the shot. This guy went down.
Look, it's funny because I was the first round, AJ's come up straight away with a jab. Boom. Boom. Yeah. To the body. Blowing upstairs with the body. Yeah, yeah, mixing it up.
He invested and the body
Ngannou, early. Ngannou's there, even trying to counter.
Yeah. With the left,
was trying to counter with the left. AJ was catching it, but it looked deep. Like, you can see the power.
I remember your reaction to it, because obviously we watched it together. And I remember you going, ooh, eesh, that left hand though. I see what he's doing.
He was throwing it. But yeah. I clocked that he was throwing it every... AJ was faint and he threw it. He was just throwing it. Will was trigger happy with that left.
Yeah.
But AJ's jab was doing the business, going to the body. I was like, yeah, I'm liking what AJ's doing. Then as soon as Ngannou switched Southpaw,
it was over.
And I said to you, as soon as AJ lets go of that right hand,
yeah,
I remember, this is what I said exactly.
Yeah,
I want to see if Ngannou does a little dance. As soon as AJ lands that right hand, let's see if Ngannou does a little dance.
Yeah.
He done more than a dance.
He didn't do dance flows. He went straight away. His legs gave way straight away.
He dropped immediately.
He got sturdy immediately. He went straight. He skipped it.
And then we knew, that was, to be fair, as soon as that happened, it was a wrap.
Bro, the moment he landed that shot, flows in that first, he could have finished him in that first round.
Yeah, could have.
AJ didn't rush in though. You might say, you know, if he's learned from Ruiz and whatnot, probably it was the right move. But if I'm being deadly serious, AJ probably could have pushed for it in that first round and got him out of there. Maybe he had a bit respect for Ngannou to be like, you know what, I don't want to kill you in the first round. You know, let me get a bit around, not a bit around at you, but let me not force the issue. Obviously, if it comes, Flows, it comes. If it comes, it comes. But he doesn't need to rush it there. Second round, though, Flows, it came and it was there. So yeah, you might as well cook him if you know what I mean. So yeah, that first round, the moment he turned Southpaw Flows, which is something he did against Fury as well, it was curtains for him. It was absolutely curtains for him, because him turning Southpaw meant that right hand Flows down the channel was just open for him.
Just right there.
If Flows begging for him to just there, down the middle. Oh. So the moment peak.
I always say, I don't like when fighters change Southpaw, because it usually goes bad for them. Not many people can pull it off, switch it in. And he done it because the jab, he was trying to block off the jab. The counter wasn't working for him. He tried to block off the jab, but left himself open to the right hand. So, look,
AJ's right hand is devastating, as we know. Well, a lot of people seem to have forgotten it, but we'll address that. But we know how devastating that right hand is, Flows. Especially that down the pipe, Flows, that straight right, AJ, he's elite at throwing that. Elite at Flows. It's one of his best punches, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
That and the uppercut. So, yeah, man, the moment he did that, curtains. Second round, Flows, we saw what happened. It was dirty. It was peak. The second knockdown was pretty heavy. Got up, but to be honest, he just about made the count in the second one. He got up at 9, Flows. Yeah. I actually thought he might get counted out.
Yeah, I thought he got waved off.
But clearly, Flows, he hadn't recovered. Like, clearly he was, by then it was done. And he walked straight onto the big boof and dropped again. Obviously, that's when he's done the flipping, the limbo with the leg. Yeah, gone. Gone, Flows. Like I said, young ACL, as I like to call it, because that's the way it looked like, the way he landed. Oh, nasty. Man. Nasty, nasty. Flows, that's another contender for KO of the year. We'll definitely be speaking about that one again. But look, I don't even want to focus on the performance, Flows. I'll be so real. Because to me, there's nothing to take from the performance. I don't want to hear, AJ looked amazing. He looked the best he's ever looked. No, he didn't. He looked the same against a rookie, which is something we stressed when this fight was made, that Ngannou was a rookie. Against Fury, he was a rookie. People were saying, but he looked so competent against Fury. Flows, maybe I'm a hater, but I was saying his performance didn't move me.
He looked okay.
He looked okay, but he didn't look anything special or anything. Like, he looked like someone that is a rookie to me.
Yeah.
Flows. So, you know what I mean? So it's like people will say, he clearly is a lot better than what you... Cool, he didn't look as bad as I thought he would, but he didn't look like someone who I can say can hang at this elite level.
Yep. You know what and I mean? That's why we told him to stick around.
I'm watching his footwork, Flows. It was average at best against Fury. Fury would just really took the piss. I'll be so real. Fury took the piss. Or did he? We don't know. Or maybe Fury has regressed. Who knows? We'll find out against Usyk. But anyway, Flores, we'll find out about that one against Usyk. Maybe Fury might have regressed. I don't know. But I'm going to give Fury the benefit of the doubt and say that he didn't prepare and he didn't take him seriously. Cool. But I knew AJ would be focused. I know if AJ is not Fury.
Yep.
This ain't about me saying who's better and AJ's better than Fury. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I know if what the path AJ's on and what he's trying to get back to. He knows he can't afford to slip up. So he's taking every single fight, Flows, seriously. And you can tell from his demeanor. You can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the body language experts will say that, you know, he's showing nervousness, nervous disposition and whatnot. And they'll say that, you know, he looks, you know, he's looking all over the place. You know, he doesn't look, doesn't seem comfortable in his own skin. That's what they're saying. To me, Flows, I'm seeing a man that looks flipping focused, man. Mm-hmm. Real focused, not here to play around, looking to get his get back. He's tired of a disrespect. He definitely is tired of it. You know, he definitely sees the comments and he's like, cool, I have something to prove, chip on my shoulder. So yeah, the performance to me flows regular degular from AJ. He beat up a rookie. Simple. That's why it was so easy for him. I want to focus on flows on the commentary around AJ, right, flows, because it generally is annoying me. It just baffles me, right, flows. Look, I'm not saying, look, okay, the AJ hate train. I'm not saying you have to like this guy. You don't have to like every boxer. There's boxers I don't like. There's boxers you don't like. There's people you just don't take to, right?
Mm.
It baffles me with AJ because it's like, I don't feel like he does anything to make himself unlikable. He seems like, he always seems like a stand-up guy, flows, always looking to better himself, this, that, cool. But if you don't like him, that's fine. But what baffles me, folks, is the disrespect on his that is thrown in his name. I think he's one of the most disrespected athletes that we have in this country. And I just want to understand why that is. And the disrespect is now so great, Flores, that they're taking away his obvious qualities to spite him. So when people are there saying, the reasons I got given when I'm hearing on seeing people are telling me, but almost have seen it online, right, as to why Ngannou is going to win. They'll say something like, oh, yeah, like I said, Ngannou's got an amazing chin. AJ doesn't. I'm like, what? So I'm questioning. So why do you say he's got a good chin? Well, he's never been down in the MMA ring, but I've never seen him go down, never been rocked in UFC. I said, but that's, so he's fighting MMA guys. He's actually fighting a boxer now.
Yeah.
So like a boxer who has power. So what makes you want to compare that to MMA, where the striking technique is completely different. Have you seen them the way they strike in MMA flows? So there's no torque towards their punches. They don't twist with their punches. They don't turn their hands over flows. You know what I mean? Like, the technique in throwing MMA is completely different to boxing. Different. So that whole chin, whatever, I don't, anyways. But you get to the point now where guys are now even discrediting AJ's power. Like, can we be for real here? AJ is clearly, Flores, one of the most devastating punches on this planet, or like in boxing, right? People move Flores like he hasn't got any power. It's crazy to me. They're always quick to say, "Oh, he's Ngannou's got power. Ngannou's got power." I'm like, what about AJ? Am I not watching this? Are we not watching the same sport? Does this guy not have power? Clearly, because look what he's doing to the man. He stopped most of his opponents. He stopped most of his opponents. Legit stopped most of his opponents. So I was saying that you're saying that when Ngannou lands, I'm telling you, bro, first of all, AJ's going to land first. And I guarantee you, when AJ does land, this guy who you claim has not, you know, has never been down, has never faced and never been hit by someone who hits as hard as AJ, I guarantee you. This is the hardest hitter Ngannou's ever faced. I know for a fact that when he does connect AJ, this guy is dropping. I know that. I knew it. And look, as we saw, the first punch, he dropped. So I wouldn't understand whether his disrespect is flows, where you're now underrating this guy because of the fact that you don't like him. It's baffling.
Yeah, I don't know where it comes from. I think because people have built Fury to this invincible monster that beats everyone against AJ. So Fury is this big monster who's unbeatable. And like as we said before, Ngannou going life and death with him adds so much credit to Ngannou's name.
Yeah.
When in reality, rather than speaking about AJ or what he's going to do to AJ, Fury's just had a stinker. Fury. So now Ngannou's facing AJ. They're giving Ngannou all the credit in the world. When really, AJ's only lost to who? One of the best boxers in the history of the sport in
Federation of Usyk.
Alexander Usyk. That's someone undisputed at cruiserweight, on his way to being undisputed in the heavyweight division. By beating AJ, the guy with the best resume in the heavyweight division, a guy who set on the path to collect all the belts, a guy who was stopping champions, stopping all the top 10 heavyweights. So how do you really believe in Ngannou, a rookie, a guy who's laced up a pair of gloves once, is going to step in there and this just because what he a guy and part of the critique I had of Fury was that we've seen him go life and death with people before. We've seen him struggle with people he shouldn't struggle against. This was my whole thing when I said it's a 50-50 back in the day. I've been saying it for the longest.
You have.
And then look, now he gets the Wookiee out of there, which I just don't know what people are watching. I guess it's easy to hate on AJ to say this and that, but really and truly, he's lost to an Andy Ruiz and he's lost to an Alexander Usyk. He's never lost to no rookie.
Yeah.
He's never got life or death from the rookie.
Never.
And he's off the back of smashing on Otto Wallin. Otto
Yes, of course. Of course.
Wallin beats
No question about that.
Ngannou. Look, you don't play boxing.
Flows, it's to me, Flows, it's so disrespectful because, as you say, this is a rookie. And you're putting a rookie ahead of AJ based on it's not logic, Flows. It can't be logic because if not, you wouldn't be putting him against ahead of AJ. You're putting him ahead of AJ and picking him to win due to dislike. That's shameful, Flows. That is so shameful. And it's so disrespectful to AJ, man. Like, I didn't want this fight because I said, like I said, he has no business being there with Ngannou. This man is going to do nothing for, obviously, in the long run, it has done something for his career because we're now using that to measure versus Tyson Fury. You know what? Great. I'm actually happy that Fury did what he did. This worked out perfectly for the AJ agenda, if you want to call it that way. But really and truly, Flows, it's a fight that I wasn't enamored with because I knew AJ kills this guy and we know what's going to happen now and what's going to shift. You talk about the narrative shift when it comes to Tyson Fury. Let's talk about the narrative shift when it comes to the AJ haters first, because it happened with Wallin. I knew it was going to happen with Ngannou. What happened with Wallin was before the fight, they were all saying, even non-AJ haters aside, because this was me, I said it was a tricky fight for AJ, banana skin, potential banana skin, because I rate Wallin as a boxer. I've watched Wallin a couple of times and I know he's a good boxer. But a lot of the AJ hate club were there saying, oh, he could lose this. This is a real tricky 50-50 banana skin fight for him. AJ's now battered Wallin due to his own greatness. What did they say? Oh, it's only Otto Wallin. He's not that good. He lost to Fury. You know, he's nothing special. He should be beating the Wallin. That's what they said. And the same thing is, I'm literally live overflow, seeing the tweets. One tweet will be the tweet from the day before. And Ngannou's going to knock out AJ tomorrow. The following day, same account would say, you lot are getting gassed for him being an MMA fighter, man. This is only his second fight. He's a rookie. Of course, he's going to knock him out. That's what they're saying to about Ngannou now, Flows. After saying that he is going to knock out AJ, you know, batter him, detonate on that chin, they are now quickly running to the excuse of the fact that Ngannou is a rookie and he's an MMA fighter. And it's his only second fight in boxing.
Stay
Shameful
over there.
behavior, Flows.
Stay
Shameful
over
behavior. Don't switch
there.
sides. Stay right there.
You should have said that before, because that's what we were saying. That's what
That's
we were telling you.
thank
Look,
you. We
look.
will, yeah.
It's and another side of the narrative, which is switched, because there are people who are running over and now saying AJ gives Fury hell. AJ's the most devastating guy. He can come back and beat Fury. I believe he beats Fury. He stops using. People are moving over. And
Yeah,
it's
the flip
funny, they're
flops.
doing
Yeah.
that because AJ has beaten two guys he was supposed to beat. Two guys who gave Fury hell. AJ hasn't beaten anyone serious since losing to Usyk.
Music,
It's
yeah.
because you guys disrespected AJ so much. He's able to bounce back, and now you're looking at Fury questioning because AJ's beaten what? An Otto Wallin,
Yeah.
who's not really great, and a rookie in
So guys, he should
Ngannou.
have won against. Yeah.
Guys who he's been fighting better fighters than that. He's been beating better
Yeah.
fighters than that man for
Yep.
years. For
Yep.
years. And now it's like, oh, wait, maybe Fury's resume isn't that good, you know? Oh, Fury struggled against this guy, he struggled against this guy. Maybe he's not invincible.
Isn't it amazing, Flores? It's taken this, an MMA fighter, for people to realize this with Fury. Again, not knocking Fury, I think he's incredible.
Yeah,
But I've
when he
always
wants to
pointed
be.
out the fact that I've always pointed out the fact that this guy's resume is cheeks. And it is, compared to AJ's, compared to Joe Parker's, compared to maybe even Dylan White's. You know, like, this guy's resume isn't good. And it's taking you lot this long to realize this. That's poor. That's very poor. You don't have to be switched on. You don't really have to follow boxing too tough to even know that the resumes can't even compare.
Stamina. It's literally like you say, it's taken this, it's taken all this. And look, this is why I go back, this is why I called for this fight. When people were asking me, why is AJ taking this? This doesn't make any sense. He has nothing to gain. I said, no, he does have something to gain. Because it puts him right back in the mix. It changes the narrative completely. You lot believe Fury destroys him. Okay. He's killed Otto Wallin with ease, a guy who Fury went life and death with. People thinking, Now Ngannou's given him help. Ngannou's justified. He's now earned his stripes by going life and death with Fury. When AJ demolishes him now you're not going to be thinking, "Wow, I'm not a psychic. This is just basically common sense, and this is exactly what's happening now." So now he's earned a light 50 million for killing a rookie, and now
Like
people
50.
believe he beats Fury for killing a rookie.
Yeah.
Easy,
So
easy
he's
work.
gained a narrative change. Especially if you, I mean, I'm just thinking about it now whilst you're going through that flows. This is now the third opponent they have in common where AJ stopped and Fury decisioned all of them. As in stopped
Actually,
in so if you think about it, so Dylan White, also okay, to be fair, Fury stopped Dylan White as well.
yeah,
But we've
quicker, I
got
think, maybe.
Klitschko. Yeah, he did, yeah. Klitschko, AJ stopped, Fury decisioned. Otto Wallin, AJ destroyed, Fury went life and death with. And Ngannou, now, who AJ's destroyed and Fury's gone life and death with. So people start looking at that as well. I'm thinking, ooh, look at common opponents, this, that, this, that. Look, all of this to me, Flows, is another example of. Look, just because people, I know a lot of the guys are now using this as a vehicle to say that, oh, AJ now stops Fury now because of the fact that he performed better against the common opponents and whatnot. Look, we know what boxing flow is, probably the most common phrase in boxing history, stars make fights, right? So you guys need to think about that before you start making your judgments and whatnot and start making your calls and before you pick sides. But stars do make fights in this game, and we know that. So I wouldn't say it's anything to go against. I just want people to be more switched on and not to be more and not to be blind, so blinded by hate where they're ignoring obvious things. And an obvious one to me, Flows, was that there was no way in hell Francis Ngannou was going to put a dent in AJ. There's no way in hell he can compete with him, footwork wise, boxing ability wise. People were actually disrespecting, discrediting AJ's boxing ability in favor of a guy who has never boxed before. To
An
me,
Olympian.
Flows, no ma an Olympic gold medalist, not even an Olympic, a gold medalist. So, to me, Flows, no matter how much I dislike a fighter or I'm not for a fighter, I can never let their hatred allow me to ignore basic telltale signs, Flows. So, yeah, allow it. AJ haters, allow it. If you want to hate him, cool, you don't have to like him, but let's not be disrespectful here. That was frustrating the hell out of me when I was seeing those tweets and stuff. And I was. Flows, I saw people, I was quoting people. Obviously, the tweets was there beforehand, like 2 days before. Oh, yeah, can't wait for Ngannou to knock out AJ. Once he lands on him, it's finished, he's curtains. Their quote tweeting, interesting. After the fight, like, oh, swear, tell me more. Bro, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Soon as the fight got announced, I was liking tweets, ready to run back to them. I was like, you just wait there.
Mate, embarrassing. Mr. Francis. Obviously, AJ's comments afterwards, they're, oh yeah, saying, oh, don't go anywhere, stick around. If you need anything, just, holler at me, blah, blah. Me too, Francis. I'm telling you, stick around. He's earned a nice, I think he earned 20 million from that fight. Beautiful. Love to see it. Young 20 million for getting knocked out. Stuff of dreams, mate. Don't go anywhere. Because I still have more points to prove. I call for Chisora anyways in the first place. Chisora's still there. Let's close. Let's set it up. Chisora, who else you need? Dylan White, Deontay Wilder even. Let's set it all up, Flows. If you want to stick around, stick around.
Yeah, earn the money.
I earn your money, but I also need to show people the levels that Flows. Because it's levels. And again, no knock to Francis, but let's keep it a buck. You are an MMA fighter. These guys, they've been boxing their whole life. MMA is not just striking. You're not just boxing. You're doing all sorts of things. But you don't focus on one discipline. These guys are focused on one discipline. I'm telling you now, Flows, you even said Oscar Wilde beats Ngannou. I'm confident Chisora beats Ngannou. I'm confident that Dylan White beats Ngannou. Whoever you want to name, they're beating Ngannou. Gerald Washington beats Ngannou. I'm being deadly serious, Flows. Duhapa, whoever you want to call, I got them all beating Ngannou. So Ngannou, if we stick around, and you know, it's peak because, well, again, I actually think it's a damn indictment of boxing as well. I'm not happy about it. The fact that this guy can walk into the sport and face two of our top two guys, that's insanity. Without ever lacing up a pair of gloves, folks, that is insanity. It shouldn't be. The fact that the WBC was so quick to insert him into the top 10, it disgusts me, Flores. Absolutely disgusts me. And it's not good for boxing overall, if you know what I mean, right? The fact that he can do that. There's guys who are dying to fight these guys, and literally dying almost, and they can't get a fight with AJ or Fury, but Ngannou can walk in, not having fought before, and face those two guys in his first two fights. That is craziness. Whatever sport allows that to happen, Flows. It's craziness.
Yep. Money talks.
Money talks too much in boxing sometimes, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to stick around. I wanted to fight another guy. Just show the levels.
Look, I wanted to earn money. My point has already been proven. That's why I called for the AG1. I was like, just throw it right there with AJ. And AJ will get AJ, I trust to do the job. So I think from what he was earning before, his story is an amazing story.
His final fight in UFC, he said it was 600K he earned from. He got 600K. Compare that to 20 million now in two rounds work. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm happy he's earning his bread. But I'm concerned for his safety, I will say. That knockout was nasty.
Yeah. At 37 as well? Yeah.
Yeah. And chucking in him, because he's been chucked in with two of the best in the division.
The best, yeah.
You don't, like, these times, I'm watching, what's it, Creed 3? And I was like, a guy who's fresh out of jail is been thrown in with a champion. That's
actually the story, Loki.
You know how crazy that is?
Yeah.
That's an M charge, potentially. And Flores, what age is that team?
Flores, art imitates life, man.
I was thinking, you're letting a rookie step in there with Fury, should have done this, and then AJ look, if you're chucking in there with another killer, so I fear for your safety. I think you should do maybe the easy route, maybe get a few names if he wants to, but he's after bread, so I don't know. Stick around, make your bread, but at the same time, there's a fine balance because too many knockouts of the year going the wrong way against you. It's peak. You won't be able to enjoy the bread. So there should be a balance.
So Flores, just to clarify something from you. So you mean to tell me, right, that the heavyweight champion of the world, the best heavyweight of all time, some are calling him, Mr. Tyson Fury, went life and death with the rookie MMA fighter that AJ just destroyed in two rounds. That same Fury?
Yeah, the one who's got a great chin, who's been dropped now by God knows how many people. Tyson Fury, the world heavyweight champion of the world.
The lineal champion as well.
The lineal champion. Yeah.
Very interesting. Very, Flores, is that not very interesting?
With a finished AJ. Yep. An AJ who's mentally weak. He's lost the plot.
Yep.
Chili. Lost the dog.
It's very interesting. Very, very interesting because, oh boy, Ngannou really did push that Fury, brother. He really did. He really pushed him.
People said it's a robbery. People said Ngannou won.
Boxing heads said, guys who I know know boxing, said that Ngannou beat Tyson Fury.
So really?
Hmm.
So are we saying that AJ should be WBC champion now?
I mean, if we weigh up the... Boy.
Look, anyone, listen. The whole thing I've been saying since we started this pod, things ebb and flow. You go off recent performances, yes.
Yes.
But you also look at their careers. You also look at how they perform at their peaks. AJ V. Fury is a 50-50.
We're back here.
That's what I've been saying.
We're back.
And granted, you can pick a side. You can, but all this, demolishes. Ruins.
There was a period when I thought, I'm very honest. Everything I've said in this podcast document, you can go back and listen. There was a point, yes, AJ's run post Usyk up until the wedding fight. I was worried, and I said, you know what, this version of AJ, Fury does beat. I always said that I agree with you, it was 50-50 back then, but I said I feel like Fury takes it. But again, great fight, we'll see what happens. But that period from post Usyk up until Wallen, Flores, I was comfortable in saying, yo, at this point, Flores, this fight is a mismatch. Because what I'm seeing from AJ, I'm not liking it. It's not going to help him versus Fury.
Terrible.
We've seen his last two performances.
He needs to come back.
I said, an AJ that can come, if he can get back to where he was,
it's
back to 50-50. Like, for me, of course, it's 50-50 again. But yeah, I wasn't seeing the right signs mentally from him before. I'm seeing the right signs now. This hookup with Ben Davis and that seems to be working so far, so long may it continue. He looks a lot more sure of himself compared to he did under, who did he go to? He went to Robert Garcia, and then he went to Derek James.
Mm.
Now he seems to have found a better, just from body language alone, he looks better to me. Look at me sound like a body language expert, but you know what I mean anyways. But Flores, you're right, Flores. And I always said, out of all of the guys out there, no offense to Mr. Usyk, obviously a lot of people will think Usyk will beat Fury, but to me, AJ represents the best chance of beating Fury. He has all the, compared to the other guys, he's the one that has the tools required to beat Tyson Fury.
Yep.
If they come to share the ring with each other, AJ's got the right tools. And that's not me saying he will do it, but I'm saying out of all of them, I think he has the best chance. If we're doing percentages, I give him the highest percentage.
Yep. And once again, it's down to what version of them turns up.
Yeah. Yeah. Because look, we know Fury's an enigma. And this isn't the Ngannou performance isn't the first time we've seen some Fury flows. We have seen him stink up the joint against Wallin. Who else did he look bad against? Was it Seth? I can't remember. Either Seth or Schwartz, he didn't look amazing against. SS Kahneman, as we know, he struggled. Fury does this sometimes where if it's a fight that he's expected to beat badly or he's expected to sail through, he kind of takes the piss. He doesn't, he doesn't maybe show up the best prepared. He doesn't probably take his camper seriously. But we've also seen the fact that when it's a tough fight or a fight that he's expected to struggle dearly against, he then pulls out the best performance you've ever seen. So I think an AJ will command the respect of Fury for him to train the hardest and really go deep into his bag. And likewise, I expect the same for AJ as well. I think AJ will be the same. I think he always seems focused. So hopefully when these two fight, they'll both be, firing on all cylinders, hopefully. But that's a big win for us because we can't ignore the fact that Mr. Fury has a date with Destiny against Alexander Usyk, who we know is no easy touch. And after all that talk, Tyson, don't you dare lose to Alexander. Don't you dare lose to the small middleweight. Don't you dare. I need Fury to win this. I'll be so real. One, because we need the AJ Fury fight. It's been too long now. And two, I don't think AJ beats Usyk. So I'd rather not see the third. Obviously, this new version of AJ, I do want to see him fight Usyk.
Yeah.
But I keep calling it a new version, but I don't know if it's a new version or not. But Ben Davidson, AJ, maybe, he might actually have a better. I mean, Ben Davidson's very confident. He was saying that, he thinks that under his tutelage, AJ beats Usyk. He was there saying, I think we could right the Usyk wrongs. Fair play to Ben, the great inheritor.
I think so too.
Hey, Flores, fair play to Ben. Big on your chest, because he's doing something right.
And I say I think so too, just because before the first Usyk fight, I picked AJ. And that's based on certain things I thought he needed to do.
He would do,
which he can do. Same time, Usyk, obviously, ran through this. Usyk's a dangerous prospect, and I think he's even more dangerous now that he's beat AJ twice. He's better, he's more comfortable at the weight. Yeah, I might, if AJ keeps doing his thing, I might like to see a third fight.
I'd rather not see Usyk again just yet. I'd rather give me the Fury, man. Just give me the Fury
Yeah,
one first,
let's wait for that one.
Because a third loss to Usyk Flores is long. I can't lie, it's long.
Yeah, it's
it
around.
could set him back again. So, but it, let's for now, Flores, Usyk is the boogeyman for AJ for now.
Yeah.
Let's hope Fury takes that W and we get the Fury Usyk. I mean, Fury AJ, hopefully. Obviously, there's a rematch clause involved with the Usyk fight again. So AJ is going to be waiting. So obviously, they're discussing the interim flows. Hogovich has been mentioned. Who else has been mentioned? I suspect Dylan White wins his fight, which we'll talk about a bit later, listeners. He might get mentioned again. I think team they won't they're not going to look for an easy touch flows. I think they're looking to, you know, keep him sharp with a good level. So yeah. I'm okay with Hogovich. Deontay Wilder probably get. I think they've mentioned Deontay Wilder again potentially. Do you have any preference in opponent flows that you want to see AJ take out?
I think he says himself he wants to stay active. I think activity's been the key for him.
It's been massive for him.
Yeah. I think going into all the auto rolling, he's facing Ghani now. I think the strategic step would be fighting interim who maybe someone like White, maybe Parker. Because after the first Usyk and Fury fight, it's likely one of them will be stripped because they have the rematch clause in place. I think it's WBC. Might strip them after the first fight. So the first fight will be for Undisputed. Then the rematch won't be for Undisputed because one of them will be stripped. And then Hergovic and AJ can fight for the vacant belt.
Mm.
So that will be after the first Usyk Fury fight.
Then
the next fight after that will could be AJ Hergovic for the interim belt. So I don't know how he wants to do it, whether he wants to jump out straight away in July, June or July, and then face a Hergovic for the vacant belt, or if he wants to wait till the belt was vacant and then arrange it with Hergovic, fight again in the interim, and then maybe 2025 we can look at the winners face each other.
I would like him to not wait and jump in. He didn't break a sweat against Ngannou. He'd be good again. He could go in June, July.
Yeah.
As you said, the activity has helped him massively. Again, him and Parker, testament to what staying active does to these fighters. Fighting three times a year minimum has been wonders for both of them. So yeah, I want him to continue in that same vein of just being active, staying sharp, and just knocking down whoever they put in front of him. Hokovic is a tricky customer, as we know, Flores, you know, is good. He potential to upset the uppercut, but I think AJ gets him too and stops him if that fight gets made. So, again, another one that's a wonderful name for the resume as well, Flores. We keep talking about how good this guy's resume is. It's ridiculous. Best resume in the heavyweight division by miles. And they like to overlook that. It's cool. Real ones know, though.
Yeah. I think it was a shame that Wilder's lost his heart.
Yeah.
Wilder should have been on that card.
Yeah. I mean, he should have been the one fighting AJ if he had beaten Parker.
Yeah, exactly. He should have been on that card. He should have been fighting someone. Should have got himself a win because maybe next then we can talk about AJ Fury, then AJ Hergovic. Like, I'm liking this activity from AJ. I think he means business. Getting all these names checked off, improving his resume further. But now, is there any point in fighting a Parker who's already beaten, a Wilder who's not on it,
a White who he's already beaten? Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't hit the same, does it?
Yeah. But these are fights that could have done well if these men were active as well. Or in better positions. A Joy Joyce. Anyway, we'll see. I just know he wants to be active. And shout out to His Excellency. We forgot to give things. Shout out to His Excellency for saving our sport, man.
Yeah. Shout out to His Excellency for real. Speaking of Joe Parker Flows, the train goes on for Joe Parker Flows. This wasn't up to because Hazang was favorite at the bookies. I said I reckon Parker will win, and he did. I think you agreed as well. We both said Parker will win.
Yeah. Well, listen to us, people. Go listen to us.
The fight played out how I thought it was. Wasn't the best fight for those. I think it could. It promised to be a bit better than what it was. But in terms of how it played out for those, it kind of went down to what I thought it was going to play down to. As I've called him before, for those, I think Zhang is probably the most dangerous fight in four. The most dangerous four round fighter in the world. Devastating in four rounds. And we've seen that, Flows, in that, I think it was the third round, where he's finally thrown off his combinations and dropped Parker out of nowhere as well, Flows, out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Parker wasn't any immediate danger at the time. Obviously, Parker was on the back foot, and Zhang was walking him down. Parker was trying to use his movement a little bit. He got caught, you know, sort of stuck in the corner a few times, but he was smart enough to sort of get his way out of there and pivot out of there. But Zhang's size, and I think his long levers were causing Parker some issues to deal with. And he let off those combinations in that third round and dropped Parker. It looked like he broke his nose, Flores, because his nose was bust from that. And that was like, I think, at the end of a round, because we saw Zhang celebrate. Flores, he started celebrating in that first. He started like, he was, you know, like, oh yeah, easy for me. Like,
he was feeding himself after that as well.
Proper feeding himself. And I think the fourth round, first, it was looking a bit sticky for Parker. Zhang was, you know, started pressing him, throwing those combinations, landing in him. I thought to myself, boy.
It's like goading him, dropped his hands, leaning forward.
Yeah, man. But what did I say? When we watched, I said, look, yo, this ain't over. Parker's tough. I know this. We know this. Parker's very, very tough. He's not going to go down easy. And we can't forget what Zhang does. Contrary to what certain men were saying on the broadcast, Flows.
David Hay.
Zhang chopped in and said, David Hay. Yes. David Hay, imagine, he said that Zhang has a great engine. And the way I looked at it, I said, wait, did I just hear that right? Zhang, the guy that faded against Hergovich, the guy that faded against Joe Joyce, you just tell me he's got... Anyways, look, after four or five rounds, guys, we know Zhang, the tank is empty. And it's mad. It happened again, Flows. I think from round five, Flows, Zhang's activity just dropped off a cliff. And he won't do it. He was just walking forward, Flows, but not doing much. Throwing one single shots. And that allowed Parker to build his confidence up and started to get his work off. Mm. And Parker then started to use his speed, which we knew he had an edge in his speed.
Yeah.
Use his hand speed really well to, you know, boom, boom, in and out kind of stuff. And it was really good boxing from Parker. And Zhang wasn't doing anything. So Parker really won that fight off the fact that Zhang, from round five, wasn't throwing combinations or anything. And Parker can come in and out, explosive combos, and step out again. And that's pretty much how the fight was won, Flows. Although he was dropped again, right? In the eighth round, I think it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a bit of an ugly knockdown, the second one, Flows. It wasn't really... It was kind of almost like a... It didn't look clean, did it?
Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, it looks like, but it was a lockdown, I guess.
But
a little.
But he wasn't massively shaken and whatnot. And Parker was able to sort of box his way to victory, as I kind of knew he would.
Look, and we've said the issue with Parker is that he's not a killer. He landed some huge shots against Zhang and didn't really move Zhang at all.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's boxing, you win the rounds. You get the points. Zhang won two rounds. The man's, he got the knockdowns in. The rest, look, in the 12th round, his corner telling him you need a knockout. Zhang didn't throw a punch.
Yeah.
He didn't throw. At the start of the fight, he was standing up. I guess he wanted to keep his legs. He didn't want to get his legs tired. He was standing up as he was going to the corner. I think by the fifth or sixth round, he was sat down in the corner. His mouth open and sat down. Granted, this is a 40-year-old man. It's a 40-year-old man. He's not. If he started getting an injury now, he'd be hella suspicious.
I'd be
so suspicious. So for the first four rounds, I think you always say he's the most dangerous fighter in the division because hand speed, deceptive power. But yeah, it just fades badly. And that's what we kind of predicted.
Yeah.
Shout out Joe Parker, man.
Parker being younger and fresher. Yeah, man. Look. I have so much respect for Parker, Flows, picking himself up from the defeats he's had and, you know, not being such a stereotypical killer in the heavyweight division in there, but always fighting the best, never ducking or dodging, Flows, that I know of. And, you know, I think he lives, you know, good life. We know he's a nice guy. focused all the time, in and out of the gym. Yeah, man, massive respect for him, because a lot of people have written him off. Again, it's a heavyweight division, so as you said, Flores, you're only two or three fights away from being back in contention, and that is literally what's happened with Joe Parker. He's now back in contention, Flores. A lot of people are saying that, you know, he's back in the mix. You look at his resume, who he's fought, who he's beat, his performances, wins over Andrew Ruiz, for example, wins over Deontay Wilder, Zilei Zhang. These are, you know, guys that are considered tough, avoided, all that kind of stuff. And he's got those W's. He's a former champion, as we know. You know, he went into unification with AJ. He lost. He didn't get knocked out. He didn't get blown out. He lost, though. And now he's back on the cusp of fighting for world titles again. So, yeah, credit to him, Flores. Credit to him. I didn't think I'd be talking about Joe Parker in title contention again, me personally. But here we are. And this link up, we talk about how important coaching is, Flores, and having a great trainer and stuff. As AJ's hooked up with Ben Davidson, he looks like it's done, you know, it's done him very well. This link up with Andy Lee seems super successful for Flores. They're even talking about Andy Lee potentially being, you know, a potential candidate for coach of the year already because of what he's done with Parker. And, you know, the job he's done is phenomenal, Andy Lee, with Joe Parker. And it's given him a new lease of life for sure. And it's, to be honest, he's just, I can't even say anything's changed from Parker's game, Flores. I think he's just a lot more mature now, and his IQ's better, to be honest, Flores. But it's still the same sort of blistering hand speed, good footwork, good boxing ability. Still not really a killer, as you said, Flores. Still not a massive puncher. Hard enough, but not, you know, not big enough to stop some of the huge guys. But yeah, I think just a lot of experience has come into play now, Flores, and that's why we see this version of Parker now today. Know what, Flores? It's a shame that Zilei Zhang, one, he turned pro fairly late at 31.
Yeah.
But it's a shame he's not 15 years younger, Flores, where he actually, you know, potentially would have an engine. Because Zhang does a lot of good things, Flores, and he has a lot of attributes that I see that are the size of him, good reach, as you said, deceptively quick, a lot of power. Zhang is, you know, it's a shame he's not 15 years younger, because if not, I think he would have been a real... 15 years ago, Flores, Zhang would have been a real problem, bro. Or in fact, even another era, he would have been a serious problem. it's a shame.
These are other men who people this used to try and discredit AJ. Zhang stops AJ, they've said, Joy stops AJ.
Mm.
Just really... Yeah, anyway. But yeah, shout out to Zhang.
Yeah.
He's done his thing. He's ended one train. But like we always say, like you've mentioned on this earlier in the episode, stars make fights.
Yeah.
Exactly,
because Joe Joyce knocked out Joe Parker viciously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was piecing him up, that's what we say.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay.
And look, and let me give more credit to Joseph Parker, because I backed him to do damage or to impress me in certain fights.
Yeah.
And he's failed me a few times, but of late, started doing me proud, doing what we know he can do. And like you say, he's right back in the mix. He'll run this rematch with Zhang.
Yeah, there's a rematch clause, isn't there?
Zhang, yeah, it's his place. Zhang will feel confident that he can put him down, that he needs to up his activity. And Joe Joyce will feel confident that I can outbox this guy. If he does hurt me. Yeah, Parker, yeah. Even if he does hurt me, he's going to fade. Like, you saw Andy Lee in the corner saying, yeah, we're after the back end of this round.
Yeah.
Like, don't engage with him for the first six. The last six is when we start piecing them up.
Bro, so, the whole world knows. We know what Zhang is. Like, how can the coach... Don't worry about this round, bro. But second half coming up, this is what we get.
After the second half of this round, like, don't stay there with him.
Yeah.
So, yeah. While it's not going to be one that many people tune in for, I guess, because of...
Yeah, I can't lie. The first one wasn't amazing. I have no interest for the second one, but yeah.
Chuck on the other card, Joe Joyce.
Yeah.
We'll back you again. And then you
can... Parker, Flores. Parker.
I keep saying Joe Joyce, because Joe Joyce is fighting this week anyway. But yeah, Joe Parker. Yeah. I'll back you again to win. And you can move on to bigger, better things. Maybe a rematch with Joe Joyce. There we go. I can say Joyce's name, bro.
Yeah. Nice one, Joe Parker. Keep up the good work. And again, Flores, as you round up, you know, this Knockout Chaos card, just another... I keep saying this. Guys, get active. Fighters, get active. You see what being active does to some fighters. AJ and Parker, they're reaping the benefits of it. It really does pay to be active in this game. So keep doing that, man. Ah, Flows. But yeah, no, wonderful result for us, Flows. You know, I had to, you know, tell a few men, told you so, this, that. It's good to see. Shame I had to come at the expense of another African brother, Flows, but the game is the game. It is what it is. It is what it is, man. Just to fast forward to next week, Flows. Not much to talk about, but it is worth mentioning because we mentioned him last week, Flows, back in the episode about Dylan White, him becoming cleared. And fresh off the back of that, a week later, Flows, we found out that he's fighting this upcoming week. In Ireland, I think he is, against Christian Hammer. So obviously this has been something that's gets lined up by the Dylan White team. Whilst obviously they're in the background of being cleared, they must have been quite clear, obviously confident that the verdict will go in their favor. So they've been able to line up Christian Hammer, who is a well known name in the fact that he's been in there with a lot of guys that we know of, Flows. We last saw him out against, he last fought in 2022 against Joe Joyce, got stopped in the fourth. We've seen him against Frank Sanchez. He's lost to Huey Fury, Tony Yoka, Luis Ortiz, Povetkin, Tyson Fury back in 2015, Marius Wack. So Christian Hammer's been, you know, he's been in with a lot of guys that are well known and are good. This is such a simple opponent for White. Obviously, it's an easy tune-up fight or, you know, a comeback fight. Hammer's lost 10 times. So, this is probably seen as a light touch. I guess, Flows, this, even though it's seen as a light touch, Flows, it probably is a super important fight for White because if he comes out unscathed and, you know, he batters Hammer as he's expected to do, we know White then gets thrown straight into the mix, Flows, in the Saudi sweepstakes, right, Flows?
Yeah.
As a potential opponent for AJ, Wilder, many other guys, Flows. You know, he can get involved quickly with His Excellency, which I'm sure was what he wants, because that money there is looking, it's looking sweet. And, you know, White, I think he's, 35 now? So he hasn't got long left. He knows that he needs to put a good performance. Obviously, Flows, if he doesn't look good, I think, obviously, we know what's going to happen, Flows, in terms of what the calls will be, for him to maybe call it a day and whatnot. But I think Dylan White is the chip. He probably is chasing that AJ rematch.
No way he's calling it a day. Unless he loses. As long as he wins.
But if he loses, Flows, boy, it's long. Yeah, it's wrong for him.
But he's not going to lose to Christian Hammer.
He better not. He can't do it. Yeah, hopefully he can.
But yeah, if he wins, he's right back in the sweepstake. He's a talker. I don't think there's a broadcaster that's been announced, but maybe this is just to get
fit. I think I saw Sky, you know, Flows.
Okay, maybe if Sky have picked it up, that's good, because he has a platform to shout out his name. Yeah. He can just chuck his name in the hat and shout your names.
Yeah.
For who he wants to run it back with. I think he should be strategic, though. Call out a fight that's going to be promoted well. Obviously, AJ's the name to shout, but then there's other people available for it. Joe Parker, he's got
Deontay.
Jerrell Big Baby Miller.
Yeah.
Look, there's names for him.
You know what? Yeah. You know, I'm happy with Miller being boxing, but if he is...
right back in the mix, man.
Yeah.
And now, Ngannou. Say names this time.
Yeah.
And get yourself back in the mix. There's money to be made.
Yeah. There is, yeah. Saudi links here. You might as well. You might as well run it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. I forgot about Big Baby Miller. That's hilarious because, you know, that fight was always going to be juicy between those two talkers. You know what I want, Flows? I need Deontay Wilder, Dylan White. I'll be so real, Flows. I'll be there for time. I still need it.
Wilder, so, where you at, Wilder?
That's the fight we were robbed of when they made that guy manage you for 1,000 days or whatever it was. I need it, man. Badly. Because, anyways, we've got a couple of American friends that were adamant that White can't even see Wilder. But, hey, we'll see. That's it really, Flows, in terms of what's upcoming. There's not much. I'm trying to remember what's been going on in the...
Joe Joyce is back in action this weekend, I guess, against Cash Ali.
Is it this weekend?
Yeah, Queensberry
Wait.
card. It's the Queensberry
Oh,
card, right?
fair.
I think it's on the other card.
Yeah, there is a Queensberry card. Actually, yeah. Actually, let's talk about it. It's Dalton Smith is fighting against that's my joke. Yeah. You know, Dalton Smith is fighting this weekend, I think, against is it Vargas? Hang on.
Zepeda. Is it
Actually,
not?
no,
It's
no,
not
no,
this
no. That's
weekend, is it?
sorry,
It's still.
that's the following week. My bad. Yeah, I'm bugging.
Yeah, that's
That's the
a few
following week.
weeks away. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Joe Joyce, he is fighting against Cash Ali. Wait, isn't Cash Ali the one
Yeah,
that bit my man?
yes, this guy, yeah, same cash of food. Yeah,
Wait,
yeah,
was it David Price he bit?
I think it was Price
Yeah, it was
Stinger,
pricey.
and Cash
That
Ali took a
fight
bit.
killed me. Because I remember when this guy called out AJ as well.
Yeah.
Wait, Cash Ali's still about? That's so funny.
Look, that's why it's deep on the other card.
That guy is a choker. Nah, that guy, oh, he'd be food though.
Yeah.
See, he's only lost. He hasn't lost. Okay, he lost against some other guy, random guy on points. But yeah, apart from that, he's been beating guys. That's so funny.
He's been on the comeback trail, but
That is so funny.
yeah, we'll see
Fair.
what he does.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, JoJo should bat him. Let's be real. JoJo's a wolf for him. Be saying Joe Joyce though. To know if you want to talk about foes, I don't even talk about Bill Haney and Corey. You know what? I don't even want to talk about the soap. It's actually ridiculous. Boxing is a soap
Yeah.
opera right now. What? Over in America, Bill Haney, the Adrian Broner, Lucien Balgarner. It's all a mess right now. It's all a hot mess. I don't know what I want for this Ryan Garcia thing still, but yeah, we
Buddy,
try not to.
Robert, yeah, Ryan Garcia. Look, people have been asking me about Ryan Garcia, so I'll briefly touch on it. We've
Okay.
said, I think, our last episode, the episode before, that we've zoned out of the
Yeah,
build up of this fight because
massively.
it's got ridiculous at this point. It's got messy. It's got stupid, cringy, whatever. I'll say, I don't know what's going on with Ryan Garcia. I don't know if he's telling the truth, because I don't really mean preening it. If he's speaking some kind of truth, if he wants to get out of the fight and he wants the fight to be cancelled, so if he's trying to sell the fight and promote it by any more build up, because people are asking me about it, so people are getting eyes on it.
Yeah.
Or if he's actually lost the plot, if he's going through some mental health stuff and the fight should be cancelled. I don't know. I believe, for me, it's looking like he wants to get out of the fight.
First, I have serious doubts as to whether this fight goes ahead, you know.
Yeah, I think he's trying to get out of the fight. I think he's putting out some weird acts and he wants the fight to be pulled because I don't know. I don't know for him. It's just weird. That's what I want to say. I don't know. I'm not paying attention to it. It's all messy. I believe he loses to Devin Haney. If he's got mental problems, then I'm sure he has a camp close around him who will be able to help him. His team, as
I don't
Bosco
know, you know.
says.
I don't so I don't know, man.
But I'm not really praying it too tough. He's
Yeah,
always
I'd
been
say, yeah.
cringy. He's always been cringy. And he's
Yeah.
put out fights with mental health before. He's always been weird. So I don't know if he's selling the fight. I don't know if he's trying to pull out the fight. I don't know if he's got actual issues. If it gets cancelled, cool. Go get help.
Yeah.
If it goes ahead, you lose. If you're trying to get out of it, get out of it. I don't really have much to say on it. I don't know. All this thing that he's exposing, I don't know what he's doing. He
Yeah.
just sounds nuts to me right now.
It always looks nuts for us. AB versus AB looks nuts. Bill Haney doing what he's doing is a bit nuts. Oscar's there doing, oh yeah, it's all good. He's gonna be ready to fight, blah blah. It all looks nuts to me, Flores. It all looks like a mess, a hot mess. I'm trying not to follow it, but obviously you're seeing new clips posted every single day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I'll go on for the fight. But to me, Flores, I just have my doubts whether it goes ahead, just based on what I'm seeing. And if it does go ahead, as you say, Flores, I'm gonna see a chop tail anyway. So yeah,
Yeah.
regardless.
But yeah, boxing, outside of the fights right now, boxing had a messy week, but I think the weekend fight, shout out to AJ once again, saving the sport of boxing for years, been elevated for years. He kind of saved the day. We had the announcement of Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, people asking me about that. Don't give a toss. I don't care. Make your money. Don't care. Don't ask me about it.
I saw
somewhere.
Tank and Frank Martin going at it, Floyd, on the tweet, the subs, or
Yeah.
sub, in fact, they were tweeting, they were going at, they were at each other as well.
It's still not been announced, It's been a few weeks now.
Oh, Floyd, you have to mention about Canelo Munguia,
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo weekend, and the fact that it's also going to be shown on PBC, Amazon Prime.
Apparently, but that seems like it's closer to being announced as in officially.
But also Golden Boy, I mean Golden Boy and DAZN are also involved, so it seems like, I think it's gonna be shown on both platforms, Flows. But very interesting the fact that, it's still being shown on PBC on Prime. So even though it was reported that he had a split from Al, if it's being shown on Amazon Prime, maybe that's not. That's not, it's not all the way split. Maybe they still are working in some, in some category together.
Yeah, I think they've the previous con this is separate to the previous contract. This is like a new agreement completely. But I don't know if that agreement has been cancelled, the previous one, or if it's just on hold. But this is a separate deal outside of that.
Now, obviously, when it gets officially announced, folks, we can talk about it properly. But when I saw the obviously the comments on the posters and whatnot that have been released. Get you know, guess what I saw in the comments, Flows? I think you know what.
Ducking, or what did you see?
Lot of ducks, Flows.
Yeah.
This guy is so scared of Benavidez, this, that, because that's the fight we all want, let's be real. But Canelo, again, if they can come to an agreement, fair enough. But just I hope he knows that any fight that gets announced that's not Benavidez, that's what you're gonna be received. Because that's what you're gonna receive, because that's what we want. We want to see Benavidez. Munguia, good opponent, credible opponent, but not the one we want. Let's be real. Right, but for, thank God it's not
Yeah. That's
Belanga
the
Flores. Anyway.
one matter the most, really, true.
Munguia is a lot more than Belanga. Come on, let's be real. Like, yeah, Munguia actually has credibility. Belanga, not so much anymore. Well, not right now. But yeah. All right, Flores, I think we can call it there. It's been episode 186 of Stretches and Podcasts. Once again, I've been your boy Cam.
Flows.
As always, guys, keep liking and running up in the streams. Peace.